The unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Well, I've been away for a couple of weeks and I've come back and it seems our world is in a little bit of turmoil at present. Not just in our own country, but all over the world, there's violence, there's warfare, there's antipathy, hatred, unrest, fear. People slandering each other. Apparently we're now in the post-truth era. This is a little depressing. People defaming other people, judging other people, afraid of people. People worried, anxious, and it all seems to be worse than ever. So, how do we respond to all this? Well, there are two unskillful ways. One way of being unskillful is to pretend it's not happening. I just do my training, I don't worry about that stuff. You know, I can't do anything about it anyway, it's not my problem. Just ignore it. Well, there's a little bit of truth in this, but just a little bit. Yes, we do need to just do our training, but it's not separate from us. We are part of the world, whether we like it or not. What we do does affect other beings, and what they do affects us. As we say, man and woman is a political animal. We're political animals, which means we do things together in groups. We're all part of the one body, the one human body, the one body of the Buddha, really. Whether we like to see that in political terms, in humanitarian terms, in spiritual terms, even in scientific terms, we're all intimately connected. We're all part of the same stuff. And so what others do affects us and what we do affects them. We can't cut ourselves off and saying, well, not my problem, just let the world carry on. We can't do that. And the other unskillful response, I'm sure there's other ones, but these are the two that came to mind. The other one is to get overly obsessed about everything that's going on, to be constantly looking at the news, worrying about everything, looking at everything on the internet. Oh my God, what's happening now? You know, worrying about everything. It's awfully easy to get drawn into that and to be constantly obsessing about everything that's going on. And you can lose all perspective and end up just feeding our own fear and anger and distrust, and thereby just adding to the level of fear and anger and distrust in the world. And both of these are a kind of despair. You know, there's nothing I can do, why bother? Or everything is awful and it's just going to get worse and I might as well be aware of everything because it's just going to get worse. There's a middle way. We have the middle way. To see things through the eyes of the Dharma as best we can. To know that we are all intimately connected with everything, but not to lose all perspective. We are part of our world, intimately connected with all other beings, whether we like them or not. And we can offer merit to those beings, or to all beings, and to those whom we don't like or we don't agree with, offer them merit. We can give the benefit of the doubt to people we don't trust or we don't like. People are trying to do their best. All beings have Buddha nature. We're all part of Buddha nature. We all have wisdom, compassion, and goodness inside ourselves, no matter what it may look like. No matter what we may do or what others may do, this is something we can't get away from. All beings are part of Buddha nature. So not to look down on anyone or cut ourselves off, to offer merit, to offer kind thoughts actually to beings. Another thing we can do is when we see people acting on fear and hatred, killing each other and slandering each other, to look at ourselves. What do I do? What am I doing in my own life? How do I deal with my own fear and hatred, my distrust? Am I slandering other beings by speaking against them, saying things that may not be quite true, things I haven't really looked into, just repeating gossip because it agrees with my own view, but somehow not hearing things that, you know, I don't like, or I'm sure that isn't true, you know, or it just goes right by me. I don't want to listen to that person because I don't agree with them. That doesn't really help. You know, if I can listen to people I don't agree with, maybe I can change my view a little and not become polarized. It's surprising how we tend to agree with things that, you know, we hear things that agree with our judgments and we just miss completely things that don't. Whether it's politics or it's work or our relationships with our friends and family, it's all the same thing really, just on a different scale. How am I living my life? How am I treating people? Am I treating other beings with respect? Am I speaking kindly and truthfully to them or about them? Am I thinking the best I can of them, giving them the benefit of the doubt if I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing? Or am I prejudging people and having some kind of a hard view that I don't want to change? Am I taking time with people, not just rushing around with my own agenda, but taking time to listen to people, to hear what they have to say, and not just prejudge people? Am I, you know, opening my mind a little bit and hearing what people may have to say? Fear, hatred and violence, which we see all around us, they're based in fear. And we have fear within ourselves too. Everybody has fear. And of course, hatred and violence just create more fear. And as the Buddha said 2,500 years ago, hatred never ceased by hatred. By love alone does hatred cease. This is an eternal law. It was an eternal law back then, it's an eternal law now. In his own time, there was constant warfare and bloodshed. There were battles, kings being killed by their own sons for power, kingdoms conquering other little kingdoms just to get more, you know, happened constantly. His own clan kept going to war with another clan, and twice the Buddha managed to get them to stop fighting each other. And the third time he said, I just have to let them do it. I can't stop this. It's their karmic predisposition. I've got to let them do it. So they went to war, many people died, and even the Buddha could not prevent it. You know, this is how it's been all this time. It's still the same thing. It just seems worse and bigger because we see more and we hear more. And things are on a larger scale. But it's still the same thing. If we can remember that violence and hatred are based in fear, then we can more easily find compassion for people who do terrible things because they're afraid and they don't know how to respond in a different way. People are bound by fear. It's a bondage. We get bound by fear. And once you start living in with violence, it's very hard to stop. Because when you stop, what's going to happen to you? You know, you're going to get killed by somebody or imprisoned or whatever. Just people just keep going with it because they don't know how to stop. And they're not different from us. People who do violent things are not that different from us. We just happen to be in a more favorable situation and have different kind of karma. We can see in ourselves that when we get angry, it's generally because we're afraid. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of losing control, of being oppressed by other people. We're afraid of losing what we have, losing the people we love, losing our security, our place in the world, and all the other fears of sickness, old age, death, and all that. There's so many things human beings fear, and so many reasons to fear, because we're just vulnerable little creatures. Greed is the same thing, it's just another name for fear, just another barricade against insecurity, loss, unhappiness, you know. And it's another kind of bondage, just like hatred and, you know, all these things. It's just, people get bound by these things. And we're really no different, except that we have the choice, because we can follow the teaching of the Buddha, which says, hatred never ceased by hatred. By love alone does hatred cease. We don't have to be afraid of that, because we cannot lose if we practice kindness and compassion and non-hatred. Yes, everyone is subject to fear. We are little vulnerable beings. We all know what it's like to be afraid, whether it's stark terror or just mild anxiety or just chronic worry. You know, we all know these things. But it's what we do with our fear that makes a difference. To sit still in the midst of fear, we say this all the time, and it can be hard, really hard, to sit still right in the middle of fear, to look right at it, not to try to get away from it, not to judge it as bad or somehow we shouldn't be this way, but to sit right in the middle. What am I really afraid of? Fear is almost always fear of what hasn't happened yet, fear of the unknown, fear of the future. When things actually do happen to us, we usually just deal with them, pick up the pieces and carry on. It's the fear of things, the worry about things, what's going to happen. That's what gets to us, you know. And when we do sit still, right in the middle of fear, when it arises, to look at it, sometimes it gets worse, and then it dissolves. Usually, when we sit right in the middle of fear, eventually, it will dissolve. When we sit right here in this moment, it begins to lose its grip. Because fear is usually about the future, when we sit right here in this moment, we have some perspective. It doesn't have the same power over us. Rooting ourselves in this present moment, we have more perspective on the things we're afraid of. Oh, maybe it's okay. We let some light in. You know, fear is like fear of the dark. And we sit still right in this moment. We're letting the light in somehow. We can see more clearly. And things come down to size. They're not so big and dark when we just sit right in the middle of them. We're not trying to get away from fear. We're trying to sit still right in the midst of it, to sit with it, not in spite of it, not against it, but with fear, letting it be there, accepting it fully as best we can with patience and kindness, not with judgment or shame. I shouldn't be this way. This is silly. This is unworthy. I shouldn't be afraid of this. Just to sit still with patience and kindness, no matter what it may be. Fear of other people. There's a lot of that going on at the moment. And usually, fear of other people is fear of people we don't know. Usually, people who are afraid of other groups of people don't actually know anybody in those groups of people. They don't know anybody like that. And if they did, they wouldn't be so afraid. People are just people all over the world. They're not some, you know, horrible, ghastly being. They're just human beings. Yes, some people are dangerous and you want to stay away from them. And some people appear dangerous and actually they're not. And sometimes we can just connect with somebody who seems to be threatening to us in some way, and they completely disarm themselves. They're totally different from what we thought. And you hear stories like this all the time. Somebody who seems totally scary, and just somehow something shifts. And if we don't act on fear, we can connect with that person, because we're already connected, in fact, deeply connected. They're still a human being, and to see that common humanity, we can find compassion and respect them and not be so afraid. And then they're not so afraid of us, because it's fearful people who are dangerous. People who are not afraid don't tend to be so dangerous or to harm others so much. It's fear that is at the basis. To relinquish the grip of fear and the grip of hatred, the grip of greed, to try to relinquish the grip of these things, to see them, to sit still in the midst of them and not let them rule our life. Fear is just based in our view of a separate self, me versus the world, my group versus everybody else. And if you can let go of this versus, you know, which means me at the expense of everybody else or my group at the expense of everybody else, if you can let go of that versus thing, then we're just part of the world. It's me within the world, my group as part of the world, not opposed to, not separate from, but just part of it. We are all part of this world, not separate in any way. No matter what happens, no matter what it looks like, we're all part of each other. And when we remember this, we're not so prone to fear and division, because that's what creates all the trouble. We're not so afraid of the other, because they're not other. They're just people we don't happen to know yet, but they're just like us. People we don't agree with, they're just like us, just have a different view. We're all just little human beings trying to do our best in this world. And yes, people can do horrendous damage. They can do really stupid things. They can do all kinds of harm. And yet, to separate ourselves off is not helpful. To see ourselves as part of the world, part of all these other beings, we are just like them in many ways. That can really help all of us, us and them. Everyone is subject to birth, old age, sickness and death. We're all in the same boat. We cannot cut ourselves off from each other. And to see that we're all just little human beings trying to do our best in whatever way we're doing it. We're all subject to the law of karma. We're all part of each other, intimately. If you can remember this and live by this, and if you can see this fearful self as it arises, because it does keep arising, and here it is, oh my God, what's happening now? You know, just, oh, it's okay. See it arise, sit still with it, not let it rule our lives and separate us off. Then we can actually help our world as we do that. We can do something about ourselves, not in spite of the world, but within the world, as part of the world, as intimate and connected as anybody else is or can be. All of us are part of the one body, nobody more central than any other, actually, because we're all one body, just little cells within that body, none of us separate in any way. And we still have to, you know, take care, not walk down the dark alley at night, you know, be sensible, and yet not to see other beings as other, separate, not human somehow, not part of the body. We can work for the good, we can practice kindness, and this helps everybody to practice kindness, practice the precepts, offer merit to beings, practice patience, all these things, just our daily training, sitting still in the midst of all conditions, sometimes not doing rather than doing, not saying rather than saying something, not very helpful, restraining ourselves from unhelpful actions and speech and thoughts too, because they make a difference as well. And above all, to keep coming back to faith in the three treasures, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that always with us, always have been, always will be. We can entrust ourselves to them. They are the true refuge, that to which we turn, that which sustains us in all the conditions of our lives. And these are a few things that we can do in this world of turmoil. Not to drown in everything, constantly worrying about everything, not to shut ourselves off from everything, but to take it all as it comes, to live and breathe as part of the one body. We're all living and breathing together. Try to help each other, to offer kindness to those who need kindness, who may not always be the ones we think, and just keep doing our best. That's our talk for the day. Thank you for coming. Nice to see you all. We'll have tea. Yeah.